This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Malachi chapter 2 in recent days, we've considered what we should appreciate, avoid, and appropriate. Now let's look at what we can anticipate. Most of the chapter is a warning, challenging the priests and the people to repent and return to their covenantal responsibilities in their relationship with God and each other. The law of unintended consequences was already showing up, but the worst was still before them if they didn't act soon. The strongest warning of judgment is in verse 2. If you do not listen, and if you do not set your heart to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not set your heart to honor me. Did you notice the phrase, I will curse your blessings? Is this why many who are abundantly blessed in the world feel so empty, frustrated, and depressed? We tend to believe that we deserve the blessings we enjoy because of what we've done. No, if we got what we deserve, we wouldn't be proud. If we've been blessed, it's because of God's grace and goodness. We saw in chapter 1, God loves us, and that's why He blesses us. He wants us to be a channel of blessing to others. So thank Him for the blessings you've received. Ask Him to help you share your blessings with others. If you've learned a truth, share it. Ask God to use it to help them. Wait for God to turn many from sin and give them a hunger to seek further instruction. This is what He wants us to anticipate. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.